dogs. Some are mutant disasters.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers for the colorful Answers Family magazine. Well, Ken, what are these mutant dogs you're talking about here?
Once I met with a veterinarian and told him we had just obtained a small dog for our children. The vet, learning about the kind of dog we chose, looked at me and said, "Ken, I hope you realize what sort of biological disaster you have there." I was sort of taken back at first and asked what he meant. Well, he said, "Your dog has all sorts of problems. You'll need to make sure it gets its injections, tablets, and have it groomed often. I make my living out of keeping these biological disasters alive." You see, domestic breeds of dogs have all sorts of mutations. These are mistakes in their genes because of the curse. My vet friend said that he uses this information to speak against evolution to his customers. You know, unfortunately, many people think that when they see changes in dogs, that this is some sort of upward evolutionary change. But this is certainly not evidence of evolution. It's evidence of a downhill change because of the curse. Think about it. These dogs aren't improving at all. My dog may be cute, but it still has many mistakes in its genes resulting from the curse of Genesis chapter 3. But when I look at it, I think of evidence against evolution.
What does Genesis teach about the true age of the earth? Thousands of years or billions? Ken Ham and our scientists write frequently on this topic, and go to our website answersradio.com to find out more. Answersradio.com.